you so much for being out here tonight. And as we open up tonight, we continue our lesson in dealing with the subject, how faith works. We've been sharing with you, this would be the first night that I'm sharing with you about how faith works. Last week, we've been sharing with about what faith is. And so tonight, we're going to share with you that how to put faith in a workable condition, in a workable application. Amen? And so I'm going to use the three Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Amen? And I'm going to use those three guys. And so if you have your Bibles, go with me. And Daniel chapter 3. Well, let's look at Daniel chapter 2 and start at verse 46. This is where the king Nebuchadnezzar rewarded Daniel for the interpreting of the dream that he had. He had a dream. It came and it left. And so he looked to all of his, the ones that the enchantments, those who he have around him, his counselors, his guides, to interpret the dream. But none of them, because the king himself forgot the dream. The dream came to him, but it left. And so they, being fortune tellers or magical arts and stuff like this, they're supposed to be able to interpret that or be able to understand what the dream meant. And so no one in his own court could interpret that dream. And so one of the captives named Daniel. And so they brought Daniel before Nebuchadnezzar, and Daniel told him, he said, "Hey, it's not I that interpret dreams. It is the Father in me. He gives us wisdom and give us insight." And so Daniel took time to pray about what the king saw and what he saw. And the Lord gave Daniel the interpretation of the dream. So now we pick it up here in verse 46 now. And notice this, it says, "Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that he should be offered an oblation and sweet odors unto him." Next verse. "The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and revealer of secrecy." Because Daniel told him, no one can reveal secrets but God. No one can interpret dreams but God. Okay? "Seeing thou couldst reveal this secret." Next verse. "And then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him great gifts and made him rulers over the whole province of Babylonia and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon." So therefore, Daniel was put in charge over all of those men that were in the king's court. They supposed to be his interpreter. They supposed to be able to help him out when there's trouble, but they couldn't. And so Daniel was put in charge of this in verse 49. "And then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylonia. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king." In other words, it sat in the gate of the king. Daniel was the watchman. You follow what I'm saying? Now, here we go. Here's the story. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now, watch the jealousy. Now, we're talking about how faith works. Now, watch the jealousy here and watch the interference of trying to stop these men from, because they've been entrusted over the king's dale, all of his army. Watch it. "Nebuchadnezzar, the king made an image of gold whose height was 3 cubits and the breadth thereof was 6 cubits, and he set it up in a plane in the plain of Dura. Now, this is what Daniel interpret, and the king built an image of this, okay, in the province of Babylonia, next verse. And then Nebuchadnezzar, king, sent together the princes, the governor. These are the guys that he has that's in his court. The captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriff, and all the rulers of province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, set up. And then the princes of the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriff, the rulers of province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Okay. And then a herd cried out aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nation, and language, that at what time you hear, here to his instruction. And this is where you and I, Daryl, have to make a decision. When you say you're going to live by faith, meaning you're going to walk by the word that you know, you're going to walk by the God that you serve, then there are going to be time that things happen to try to make you compromise on your principle. Make you compromise on your stand. And here's their test right here. And this test is still for you and I today. Okay, here we go. He said, at the time that you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the psaltery, the sorcery, the cymbals, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down in worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Just think about a fiery furnace. What will a fiery furnace be for you and I today? Yeah, you can be cast out of a house, cast out of a job. You can be cast out from a position. Why? Because of your stand. You won't compromise on that truth. Amen? Sometimes the truth will cause doors to close, but then another door will open up if you don't compromise on that truth. And therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the psaltery, and all kind of music, all the people, nation, language fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Whereof, at that time, certain of the shedding came near and accused the Jews. Now, these are the people that got jealousy. When you are living by faith, walking out of the integrity that got you where you are, there will be people that the enemy will use through principalities and power that are jealous. And they will try to use everything they can to do what? To disturb, to destroy, and to pull you away from the truth you have embraced. It said, then they spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. It says, thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the psaltery, the sorcery, the cymbals, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down in worship, he shall be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of province of Babylonia. See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, have not regarded thee, and they serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So what is that simply saying? That's telling you, JW, that they didn't get in this position by following Babylonian rules. They got into this position by how? By worshiping their God. This is how Daniel interpreted the dream. This is why the king empowered them. Watch this. We know how. Why? Go back to verse. Go back to verse 46 of chapter 2 of Daniel, our Bible. Notice this. I want you to see it again because I know it passed you. It said, then Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that he should be, that he should, that they should offer oblation and sweet odors unto him. Watch it keep going. The king answered unto Daniel, said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldst reveal this secret. See? And then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylonia. Why did he make him? Over the chief governors, over the wise men of Babylon. Why did he do it? Because Daniel was not worshiping their God. Daniel was not bowing his knee, neither was the three Hebrew boys. Now, these same people that Daniel, chapter 3, verse, 7? I wanted you to see this again. Why? Because what happened? God will put you in trustee over some people, and then all of a sudden now, if you don't live by their rules and their regulation, then they know that, hey, you will not be able to be as wise as you are. Well, none of us are wise in ourselves. Our wisdom comes from God, right? And so what they want to do was to cut off the wisdom, cut off the revelation, cut off their prayer, cut off their, you know, their intimacy with God. So what does the world will do today for you and I? Cause you to be so busy. Well, I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to read the word. I don't have time to come to church. I'm too busy. You know, I heard one man used to say, you know, I heard a few of them. Well, you know, when I die, I'm going to get all the rest I need. What? It may sound good. You follow what I'm saying? But he really don't know what he's saying. Are you following me? And so here we pick it back up and go back to verse 8. Go to verse 8. And it says, wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and they accused the Jews. See, you will be accused in your faith. You will be persecuted in your faith. And they spake and said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, O King, live forever. Next verse. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the psaltery, the psalter, the dissembler, and all kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. I don't think so. Next verse. And whoso falleth not down in worship, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Next verse. And there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylonia, Shaphrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shaphrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Why is he in fury? These are they didn't interpret the dreams. They didn't get in this position by following your gods. But this was the assault of his own counselors. They plotting this, right? Watch this. Next verse. And Nebuchadnezzar spake unto them, is it true? Shaphrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because you see, to get to Daniel, they have to get to them. Now the same thing that their faith was assaulted, they were attacked in their faith. When you look at the sixth chapter of Daniel, we're not going to do that. Daniel was assaulted too because they threw him in a lion den. The same people came against them, come against Daniel. So who were they after? They were after Daniel because Daniel was the one that sat at the king gate. Daniel was the one that had got the promotion. And Daniel was the one was able to set up these three boys to do what? To walk with him because he could trust them. Are y'all seeing this? Watch this. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto him, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Next verse. Now, if ye be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the psaltery, the cymbals, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Who is that God? Look at this. And who is that God that should what? Deliver you from where? Out of my hand. Who is that God? And this is what the world is saying today. And this is what Satan is using. He's using his schemes, his tactics. He's using people to come up with divisive ways of do what? To come against you and I in the body of Christ. You see what he said? And who is that God? You don't bow down to what I'm saying, JW. You're not going to get this contract if you don't do it the way I want you to do it. And who is that God going to deliver you out of my hand? I'm God, not you. I'm the reason why you're working. I'm the reason why you got the house. Huh? Are y'all seeing this? Look what he said here. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? He just said in chapter 2 that I showed y'all again, your God is the Lord, King of kings. Your God reveals secrets. It revealed my dream. Look at his stand now. Let's keep going. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, look at this. We don't even have to think about this. We don't even have to pray about this. We don't have to try to have some type of scheme to hold on what we got, you know, while maintaining, you know, kind of like people with the COVID thing at one time. No, I'm not shutting down. So I'm just telling you right up front. Right up, just bluntly. No, I'm not. Right? So it leaves you no room to doubt what we're doing. Are you following me? And notice this. Go, yeah. He said, we'll not care for the answer to thee. We'll not care for the answer to you. Huh? I don't care how much money you put before me. I don't care what power you put in my hand. You're not gonna make me turn my back on my God. You're not gonna make me, you know, compromise on my stand. That's what these three boys. We're not careful to answer you in this matter. You didn't put us here. God put us here. God put us here. Next verse, Bobby. And if be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, you see. He's able to deliver from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us, O King. I mean, he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. These boys not even born again. But look at their faith. Look at their trust. Look at their confidence. They getting ready to be thrown in a fiery furnace. And boy, somebody just come against us and just call us an ugly name. We fall apart like a $2 suitcase. Not recognizing the works of the devil. trying to defend your flesh. And you're supposed to be dead to yourself. How can we be a witness? How can we be a testament if we don't live the truth out? As a Christian, you will be insulted. You're supposed to be insulted. Because the life that's in you, that's the way it shines. That light shines through insult. That light shines when it said, this won't happen. That light shines when there's death. That light shines when there's a sickness. That's when our light shines. That's when people know the difference between us and them. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Next verse. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which you set up, whether I'm delivered or not. Whether I get the money or not, I will not bow my knee. Glory. And then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was to be heated. Next verse. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. This was a setup. It was an attack on their faith. That's why sometimes people say, well, what did I do to deserve it? It's not what you did to deserve anything. We deserved hell. But Jesus paid the price so that we didn't go. Right? And notice this. It said, then these men were bound in their clothes and their hosen, and you know, their underclothes, you know, their hats, their other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because of the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They got killed. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they fell down bound in the midst of the burning furnace. Sometimes you will have to go through something. Sometimes you have to make a stand of faith, and it'll look like the door closed. It'll look like you failed. It'll look like you hadn't succeeded. It'll look like it was all for nothing. It just looks like. These boys were committed because they knew God was going to deliver them. But sometimes we think our deliverance, we don't have to go through anything. Well, we see, look at here. Next verse, Bob. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste. And spake and said unto the counselors, his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said, O king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose. Whoa. Come on now. See, just because you got to go through something, you got to understand, if I got to go through something, Jesus, he's right there with me. You can't go through if he ain't with you. Hmm? You got that, JW? Watch this. I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the four is like the Son of God. Cool. Why? Because you did not bow your knee. Huh? You and I, as believers, you got to be careful. You got to be careful who you associate with. You got to be careful who's trying to compromise your stand. You got to be careful all this fleshy stuff and trying to say how God moved. God is God all to himself. We have to come, we have to be the one to humble ourselves and come up to the way God is instead of trying to bring God down to where we are. See, that's what culture says. That's why it's called culture shock. Because they're trying to function in something that they don't know nothing about. God is the fountain of life. And he is the one that gives light to your path. Huh? Are y'all getting this? Watch this. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God. Come, look what he said. You servants. He wouldn't call them that at first. He said a couple of verses back, Julian, well, who is that God that's going to deliver you out of my hand? And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. And the princes, these are the people that put them in there. The governors, the captains, the king council. Why? Because they were jealous. See, if they could get them to bow their knee like they bowed their knee, then they would be no different. And that's why you can't, that's why sometimes you can't tell the church from the world. Because we have bowed our knee, and you can't even tell whether we the church. Is that the church or is that the world? No difference in us. No difference. The princes, the governors, the captains, the counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power. The fire had what? No power. You will go through the fire and you will not be burned. You will pass through the river and you will not drown. You have to put, you got to keep your trust in him. I mean, just think about when God opened the Red Sea, JW. You got a wall on the east side and a wall on the west side, and God telling them to go through it. I mean, that's a miracle in itself to see the wall up. But think about it, it's a miracle by faith that they had to walk through that knowing, man, what if that water come down? You know how us, we don't like all that water. You understand what I'm saying? If we put me in something like that, I can't swim in. You understand? I can't drink that much water. Think about that. Can you see it? The princes, the governors, the captains, the king, counselor, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was an hair on their head singed. Neither were their coat chained, nor the smell of fire passed upon them. You couldn't even tell they went through. That's what happens when you don't bow your knee. This is what happens when you won't compromise. Just because you go through something don't mean you ill. It is. You're just passing through. You know what I mean by passing? You're just passing through. Just keep on going. In this life of faith, you will have that. Next verse. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has what? Sent his angel and delivered his servant that trusted him. Oh, there it is. And that's what faith is. Faith is a trust. And the Bible said that we have angels ministered to us. Angels been charged to you and I. You will have to see them to be at work. They are at work. They have to slow down in this realm in order for you and I to see them. That's the truth. But because you can't see them, that don't mean they're not here, because they're here. Are you listening to me? Demons are here too. But they have no power unless we give it to them. I'm not giving them nothing. Notice this. He said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent an angel and delivered his servant that trusts in him and has changed the king's word. Whoa. And yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. You see, you have to go through some things to do what? To show forth, I'm real. This is authentic. I'm not doing this in the front of you. This is how I live 24/7. That's how our life has to be. That's why we're called Christian, because we're little Christ's walking on the earth. We are the change. I'm telling you, we are the change. Everybody looking for change to come. We are the change. It's here. And it's now. And notice this. He said, therefore, make a decree that every person, every people, nation, language will speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What a tremendous change. He said way back then, verse 6, who is that God that going to deliver you out of my hand? Look at his words now. I hope y'all hearing what I'm saying today. Notice this. He said that every people, nation, language would speak anything aimless against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego should be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. That's what you got living on the inside of you right now. And the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and I almost said a bad Negro, and Abednego. In the province of Babylonia. Hallelujah. They got promoted. Can you see it? Is there another verse? That's it? All right, now, so you saw how faith works. Sometimes you have to walk through some things. Sometimes you got to make a stand in the fiery furnace. But because you got to make a stand, you got to go through, doesn't mean God failed you. You just got to keep moving. Because the victory is already yours. It's inside of you. You can't lose. All right, now watch this. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And look at verse 13. See it? There has no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. What does that mean? That's simply saying this. The enemy can't bring no temptation. He just can't make up something. You know, sometimes people say, oh, you just made that up. The devil ain't that smart. He just can't make up something and bring before you. You can only be tempted of where you've been. Satan can only use whatever temptation of your past, not mine, because he know your past. You know your past, right? There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. In other words, whatever temptation that you and I are facing is common to man. It can't be something spooky. It can't be something, you know, that's not already happened on the earth. It's what this is saying. It said, but God is faithful. Everybody said, but God is faithful. That's right. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. He let them go through the fiery furnace. And notice it, God got in the fire with them. And they came out just like they never went in. I'm saying the same thing for you and I. He said, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also do what? Make a way to escape. That you may be able to bear it. So God has already, he will already make a way for you and I to bear it, to overcome it. Right? Let me give you one more verse of scripture and then we'll close with this. Oh, I can't. I got 5 minutes left. But do you understand here that you have to learn to cast the whole of your care upon the Lord? Right? You know what I mean by cast your care upon the Lord? That means once I prayed about it, once I presented what is in my hand, what's before me, I put it in his hand. I put it before him. And I began to thank him. I began to praise him. Lord, I praise you. Why am I praising him? Because he's already resolved it. I can't see it. I can't touch it. But I believe it. Right? So therefore, I have to set my mind according to his word that you have already delivered me. And therefore, I declare my freedom. And when you have a thought that's contrary to the word of God that set you free, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we will not bow our knee. Their confession stayed the same. The enemy, even though he has no power, he has no teeth, he just, like one preacher said, he just gummed some of us to death. Brother Schambach used to say that. And so we have to be awakened to this righteousness of whose we are and begin to recognize, no, you are absorbing thoughts that are demonic, and what they're doing, the more you think on it, the more it become real to you, the more it become alive to you. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you, back in the early 80s, I call it the early charismatic movement, but it was actually the end of the charismatic movement. You know, I mean, we had folks that were so wild. They look for devils on the wall. You know, if they see a shadow or something, they think it's a demon. You know, your mind will let you see something what you think that's not there yet. It's called your imagination. And when you understand God don't function like that, you allowing demonic spirits to enter your thought because why? You engaging in the activity of something that's not there. It's only in your head. Are y'all getting me? Yeah. When you're living by faith, you're actually doing what? Making a stand on the word of God when you know what he says, and you're not going to deviate off that pathway no matter what. No matter how I look, no matter what I got to go through, not going to change my walk, not going to change my love, not going to change my stance. I'm committed forever. Amen. That's what you got to be. That's where you got to be. So that's all we have for you tonight. I mean, we have so much more. You know, I can keep going, but I have bound myself to a 45-minute teaching on this night. And I'm grateful for you being out here tonight, coming out to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Did y'all receive the word tonight? Amen. So if you needed healing, it's in the house. Take it. You need deliverance, it's in the house. Take it. Go back and read those scriptures. It's yours. All you gotta do is partake. Lord, I receive that. You know. And whatever you hurt at in your body, whatever going on in your head, put your hand there. I receive that, Lord. And I'm healed. I'm delivered. See, in the name of Jesus. And just like that, floop, gone. Just like that. Because you have that name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.